So I remember the first time that someone that I love died. Honestly, it's about the first memory I'm concretely sure of in my life. I was playing in the dining room in our house in Springfield, the parsonage where Dad was serving a church back then. And Mom and Dad came into the room and they said they needed to talk to me. And I don't really remember what they said. I just know that the news was that my grandmother Alice had died, my mom's mama. And I don't remember exactly the course of events, but at some point, Mom and I were sitting there on the carpet, that awful orange and green carpet from the 1970s, and we were crying. And I remember a few days later going to the funeral home. I'm pretty sure it was somewhere in Springfield, Illinois. And I remember walking into the room where my grandmother was lying in the casket, and I saw Grandma lying there, and I turned around and I ran away crying because I was sad and I was scared. Now, I am sure that my mom and dad had told me about heaven, and I am sure that they talked to me about heaven in the midst of all this, but I was only just three, so there's a lot of the story that I don't remember. But in some ways, whenever we are faced with the thought of the death of a loved one, whether we're a lot older than 3 years old, don't we want to do what I did on that autumn night in 1982? Don't we sometimes just want to turn around crying and run away sad and scared? That's reality. And God understands. God understands us. God understands us and our hearts in a level way more deeply than we'll ever understand ourselves. And God so loved us that God sent God's Son. God came to us through Jesus Christ. God walked around in human form for 30 years or so. And in the form of Jesus Christ, God cried tears of grief when loved ones died. And God also cried through Jesus Christ tears of grief at the grief of others. Christ cried because he saw his friends grieving at the death of those that they loved. And God understands. And part of the reason that God sent Christ to us is so that we need not grieve as those who have no hope. Today, on this first Sunday of November, for more than 1,000 years, Christians have gathered in worship and they have remembered All Saints Sunday. They have remembered the faithful saints departed. Now, I want to make sure that we all understand what a saint really is. There are certain people who are given the honorific title of saint. They are some of the pillars and the towering giants in the history of Christianity. St. Patrick and St. Teresa and St. Martin de Porres and other people who we honor with the title saint. And we should honor them with the title saint. They did things that changed the lives of hundreds, thousands, maybe millions of people sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. But saint is not just those folks. Anyone who seeks to follow Jesus Christ, anyone who seeks a relationship with God through following Jesus Christ, is one of the saints. All of us gathered here today for worship are part of the fellowship of the saints. All those gathered in worship and all those who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're there, the church together, as the old song goes, but they are also the saints of God. Some of the saints are still living and growing in faith, and some of the saints, like those whose names we mentioned today or others who may be in our hearts, are the saints departed. They have died and they have gone to the loving arms of Jesus. And we remember them, whether it was just a few weeks ago or decades ago, like the death of my grandmother Alice. And I admit, I understand it's hard on a day like today to remember the saints. I miss Grandma and Grandpa. I miss Tanta Elsbeth. I miss Uncle Larry and Aunt Marnie. I miss Aunt Millie. She wasn't really my aunt, but aunt can be an honorific title for that person who looks after you when you're a little kid, one of the nice ladies from church. Did any of you have some of those kind of aunts in your life when you were a kid? I miss my friend Belle Drake, who died at only the age of 26 of cancer, far too young, before she could have done so much in this world. I miss sitting down and having meals with them. I miss talking with them. I wish they could have met our children. I wish they could have met Abby, Ella, and Owen. But they are sadly not with us anymore. And remembering is hard. And it hurts. And I know that that's something all of you can identify with. But God does not want that hurt to be the only thing that we feel. Because we will meet them again, and we have hope in Christ. Now, the reality of death is that we don't just feel sadness, we sometimes feel fear in the face of death. We might fear that the pain of losing someone will never ease. Pain's an odd thing. Odd's maybe not quite the right word, but pain doesn't help us think straight. A few years ago, I had a terrible ear infection. Now, in my head, I knew that this wasn't going to last forever. I knew that probably in a couple of days I would be feeling better and things would be getting closer back to normal. But in the midst of the pain, it was hard to think straight. And I'm sure some of you have felt that. And let's be honest, when we lose someone we love, it's a lot worse than the pain of an ear infection. But God says, I will be with you. I will help you through this. You are not alone. I understand and I love you. And the reality is when we lose someone, we might fear that we won't see them again. Or we might just fear thinking about death, because death is that great unknown that every one of us is going to have to face. And let's be honest, the great unknowns in life can be a little scary. But God says, I did not create you to be fearful creatures. I did not create you to be creatures of sadness and despair and fear. I created you to be creatures that thrive, to be in relationship with God and to be in relationship with each other, the way Christ taught us. And so God offers us hope, and God is with us. And God raised Jesus Christ from the dead to demonstrate to us that sin and death and brokenness are not as powerful as the life-changing love of God known to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And that brings us to our scripture passage for today. The book of Revelation was a vision that a man named John of Patmos had. It was a vision that he wrote down after he had it. He was seeking to be inspired by God, bring hope and comfort. The fact of the matter is, John had not had a good few months or years leading up to this vision. He'd been forced out of his hometown. And he was writing this vision down so he could send it back to the people in the places where they lived, and he wanted to try to offer them some hope in the face of violence and in the face of the fact that many of them had literally been cast out of their families because they had chosen to follow Jesus. And John wanted to offer them hope, and his words don't just offer them hope, they offer hope to all. It offers hope to all of us to this day. John, in his vision, saw a vision of a new heaven and a new earth. An earth that will come someday where there is no more pain, where there is no more crying, where there is no more brokenness, where we see the love of God face to face, where we are reminded because we see Christ each day that Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and that God did not create us for brokenness, but created us for love and hope and peace. Somehow God is even making a new heaven. Heaven will be made more perfect in some way. I'm not sure what that's going to be like, but it sounds good. It's hope in the face of the struggles that we have. And so we can say we will see the faithful again. They are gone from us, and they miss us, and we miss them. But they don't hurt anymore. They are in the presence of God, and we will see them again, and they will greet us when the time comes and we are reunited with them in the loving arms of Jesus. But in the meantime, what are we inspired to do by these words from Scripture and by the vision and the memory of those who we have lost? Well, I hope we're inspired to know that God loves us, that we are forgiven, that God is seeking to end all brokenness and hurt in this world. And God, through Jesus Christ, is inviting us to know that we are loved by God and inviting us to love each other and to be taught by Christ how to love each other more perfectly. The saints who have gone shined God's light out into this world. All the people I mentioned, all the people whose names we read, all the people whose names you said, these were human beings who gave us hope and peace. They shared love with us. They brought us joy and comfort. May we, inspired by them, do likewise. I do not know what the culmination of all things will be, and I'm not going to say that I do. But I believe that God shows each one of us a glimpse of what God is doing through Jesus Christ, and God invites us to be part of the remaking of all things, the remaking of all things through the love of God. So may we be inspired to go and to grow in love and to feel the love of God as the faithful departed did, and then to share that love with others and to go out and in our way each and every day make this world a little bit better, working for the new heaven and the new earth that will someday come. May we feel the love of God. May we know we will see our saints again. And may we be inspired to love others in Jesus' name. That is the good news, and that is the call for this day. Thanks be to God. Amen.